The only feasible response to the threat of global warming is to devote our resources to discovering how we might produce energy cheaply and renewably, and then making those discoveries available around the world. Local initiatives under a regime of private property in which the incentives of the market are amplified by those of oikophilia will guide research and development towards our goal, first locally by way of protecting our home, and then globally when others make use of our discoveries. No other solution is, in my view, remotely possible. If there is a role for the state in all this, it is in stimulating and funding the much-needed research. Those who believe that the feeling for home and habitat that I've praised in this chapter is a form of meanness or xenophobia should reflect on the argument of that paragraph. Just as children brought up through attachment become better and more responsible adults than those from broken homes and randomized relationships, so do nations that conduct their affairs in a spirit of stewardship, cherishing their identity as a home and encouraging the Heimatgefühl of their citizens, become better and more responsible members of the international community. It is they who will make the useful discoveries, take the necessary risks, share their advances, and, when necessary, submit to international jurisdiction. And it is they who will promote the free discussion of the threats and of the ways and means to counter them, of which we are now so much in need. The solution to our environmental problems lies here or nowhere. Either we turn for home and learn to care for it, or we drift on the tumultuous sea of causes, agendas, and panics, pursuing vast goals with meager means and never knowing whether we are fulfilling or frustrating our purpose. That, it seems to me, is why Greens should be conservatives.